Welcome to the All-in-One podcast for middle school language arts teachers. I'm Linda, and I've been a teacher for over 30 years. I can help you with tips, tricks, and motivation that will simplify your planning, streamline your teaching, and enjoy more free time.
It's Linda. I hope that all is going well in your world, and that you are having a really good start to your April. I know how busy April can be for teachers. It is a time to wind up when you want to wind down, and you are either in the middle of state testing or preparing for state testing, and it's just a very stressful and busy time of year. One good thing is that it is National Poetry Month. And I say that that's a good thing because poetry is really one of the best ways, in my opinion, that you can end your year well with your students. Poetry is more low stakes. And if you do it the right way, kids will really enjoy it. And so today we're going to talk about getting started with poetry using something that kids all love, and that is music. So before we begin, I would just like to make sure that you know that I always include at least one freebie, and I will always link them in the show notes. Today, I'm going to be referring to two different freebies that I have available. So you want to make sure that you head over and grab them because it's going to make the whole process a lot easier. Okay, so let's talk about poetry today. We are going to be discussing how to use songs for poetry analysis. And I have 10 great ones, and we're going to be discussing how to use them and why I personally like them, poetic devices that they contain, and a couple of simple ideas for each song that you can do in your class. All right. So if you teach poetry in your middle school ELA class, and I believe that everybody should, and like I said, it's perfect time to do that right now. You do know, though, it can be a struggle. Kids often go into your poetry lessons with the attitude that poems are just not interesting, they're hard to write, and that they're too difficult to understand. And the reason that that is so is because they've never had anybody really teach it to them in the way that it needs to be taught. And so the answer for me is to start with songs for poetry analysis. And since I've never met a middle schooler who hasn't been obsessed over music, I mean, if you think about it, kids will literally tune you out to listen to music. This is the easiest way to hook your kids and to teach them some important poetic devices. So let's talk first about general tips for using songs for poetry analysis. It's really important to have some sort of streamlined system when kids are analyzing poetry. Telling kids to simply read a poem and understand it is just not going to work. I do have another podcast that goes into this a little bit more in depth, and it's called Poetry Analysis for Middle School and Four Easy Steps. I'll link that in the show notes as well, but here's a quick version. First, you want to listen through the song. Don't analyze it. Just listen and enjoy. I love playing music as kids walk in for any unit because you can always find a song that relates somehow to what you're doing by using popular songs for kids that they will know. But I always, of course, want it to be related to the day's lesson. I'm never at a loss of songs for a poetry unit because, like I said, the song is a poem. Okay, you also want to give kids access to the lyrics. I love to play YouTube versions of songs that have the lyrics playing. It's so easy to find them. If you're doing the song, let's say you're doing Firework, you just go to YouTube, search Firework lyrics, and you can find it, you can project it, and it can be playing for kids as they're walking in. It's also really helpful to give kids either a printed version or put a copy on your digital learning platform. So I would usually just attach a copy of the lyrics right on my Google Classroom, and then they would have it to refer to if we needed it. The website that I love to use is azlyrics.com. It's very simple to find the lyrics for any song. A little caveat here, I would be very careful to make sure that you're taking out any profanity. If songs might contain a stray curse word here and there, I usually just substitute it with something that would make sense. For example, in my shot, I just take out the bad word and put in the word sitting. Okay. All right. So the other thing is to let kids know when the song was written. That's important for any kind of historical context that you might be doing. It's also important for them to know maybe what could have possibly been going on at the time for that songwriter. Just giving them a little bit of context is good. Then you want to have students gauge their overall feeling of the song and why it makes them feel that way. So just a quick discussion of, you know, how did you feel when you listened to the song? Why did you feel that way? Sounds very simple, but it's very powerful. The other thing that I think is so important here, because, you know, we as teachers want to be perfectionists and do everything, is not to do that. You want to use small steps and just pick one poetic device at a time to teach. So maybe you're focusing on metaphors, and if that's the case, pick a song with a strong metaphor and have kids find that and discuss what they think it means. So you can have kids look for other poetic devices, but to really have their focus on one thing is going to be very helpful, and they're going to learn it a lot better. And you want to be able to streamline your process here with the poetry analysis kind of worksheet. When kids know what you are expecting in a clear and concise manner, it makes all the difference in the world. So I do have a free poetry analysis sheet. You can use it for any poem, for any song. It's brief, but it gets the job done, and it gives kids, like I said, like an expectation of what they need to know each time, and they start to know what they need to look for. Okay, so we are looking at songs as poems and using them to help your students with poetry analysis. And this method that I'm going to go over will obviously work with poems as well. So let's talk about the 10 best songs for poetry analysis. My first song choice is Firework by Katy Perry. The reason I like it, it has a clear metaphor. It is chock full of poetic devices. In fact, I have a YouTube channel, which I'll be mentioning at the end, and one of my lessons is on poetic devices, and I chose this song as the mentor text, even though it's a song, because it has a great message for middle schoolers. I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, for kids to know their worth and to let their unique attributes shine through is such an important message that we need to teach our middle schoolers and, quite frankly, ourselves. The other thing is kids know it pretty well, so it's easy for them to get into. So if you have this music playing as kids walk in, they're kind of singing along. Some of them love it, some of them hate it. And it doesn't even matter if kids tell you that they hate a song. Having any emotion towards these songs is going to benefit you. And kids are very passionate with their music about what they love and about what they hate. So it's all good. The poetic devices that it has are metaphor, simile, onomatopoeia, idiom, sensory images, personification, repetition, and rhyme. So you can see it is very chock full. An idea for your classroom, use it at the beginning of the year because it can set the tone with the message for kids to be themselves and shine. You could use it when you're reading a novel about a character who needs to hear this message. There are many middle school novels that have characters who don't feel good enough. And again, you want to make sure that you check out that free YouTube lesson on poetic devices. I'll be sure to link it in the show notes. So if you're looking for a really good streamlined lesson on poetic devices and you want to take a little break, you can just pop on my YouTube lesson, sit back and let me teach your class. Okay? My second song choice is Yellow by Coldplay. So why I like it? It shows how you really need one strong, simple line with a powerful concept. You can just simply repeat it for an effective piece of poetry. Also, kids really find this to be on what I would say, quote unquote, the cool spectrum, meaning they overall have a respect for songs by Coldplay, and they're not going to kind of roll their eyes at you when they listen to it. I also personally happen to really love this song and have a personal connection to it. And I know when I really love something and I genuinely portray that to my students, they buy into it better. The poetic devices are personification, metaphor, sensory images, repetition, and rhyme. An idea, some ideas for your classroom: have kids tell you who they think this song is about. There's no clear answer here. I mean, you'd have to ask Chris Martin, I suppose. And any response is acceptable. It could be a girlfriend or boyfriend, a mom, a child, a pet, a friend. It could be about the songwriter's work. Anything goes here. Have kids list things that are yellow and then ask them why they think the songwriter chose yellow as the metaphor. Okay, my third choice, oh, I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it, is My Shot by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Why I like it? Well, I could list about 1,000 reasons why I love this song. I also taught social studies, early American history, and Hamilton was a cornerstone in my teaching and using the songs to teach through the Revolution. I'll try to contain myself, though. Why I like it? Many kids know it. The rhythm and lyrics are completely addicting. And yes, that's my opinion, but it's the opinion of many others as well, and my students love this one. It has an obvious historical base. It's also a narrative, meaning that it tells a story, and it's factually correct. And lastly, for me, Lin-Manuel Miranda can do no wrong with his song. So the poetic devices included are repetition, rhyme, alliteration, simile, and idioms. Ideas. I use it when kids are in the Revolutionary War unit in their social studies class. Even if you're not teaching the class, find out when they'll be hearing about that and when it would be an appropriate time and use it. Some kids will love to lip sync this one. And I've done this. I've had a lip sync contest for this one. It would be fun to do this on a Friday. Maybe introduce it on a Monday and tell them on Friday that there will be a competition for anyone who wants to enter. I mean, kids are easily bribed, so having a prize would be great. And it's a long song, so you can tell them to take a portion of it if you want. Talk about the double meaning of the phrase, throwing away my shot. It is both literal and figurative in the song, and it is also used as foreshadowing. You can use it to teach point of view and perspective because there are many different perspectives contained within the song. And you just can't go wrong. A special note though here, make sure you get the clean version of this one. My fourth choice, I would consider a personal mantra for myself, is the song Walk On by U2. Like I said, it is one of my favorite songs. And again, when I love something, my enthusiasm comes through in a genuine way, and it makes it kind of contagious where kids are starting to get into it. Even if they think they won't at the beginning, they kind of do. The message is powerful for kids about, you know, walking on and keep going when things are tough or when you don't feel good enough. The poetic devices are personification, rhyme, sensory images, extended metaphor, idiom, and repetition. My ideas for the classroom, use it at the beginning of the year. Like I said, the message, in my opinion, is to kind of leave behind what didn't work for you and move on, travel on with what does work for you. This is a good one for teaching perspective. Give kids a few lines of the song and Ask what it means to them. You'll see many of their different perspectives. The line that I would choose that works well is, love is not the easy thing. The only baggage you can bring is all that you can't leave behind. So it would be interesting to hear their perspective on what that line is about. Okay, number five, Scars to Your Beautiful by Alessia Cara. Why I like it. I really love this song for both girls and boys for the direct, important message. The message is undeniable. It is flat out stated, and that is very helpful for kids at this level. The descriptions are vivid and quite thought-provoking. The poetic devices are extended metaphor, repetition, rhyme, personification, sensory images, and idioms. Ideas for your classroom. Find the personification in this one. That's a really good activity. Discuss why this might have chosen these examples. There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark is something that you could use, or the world could change its heart is another good one. Kids could also illustrate the personification examples. Okay, here we go. Number six, some of you children of the 90s are going to like my choice here. Stereo Hearts by Jim Klintz, Heroes, featuring Adam Levine. Why I like it? It's catchy and kids like it. The metaphors are strong but simple. The poetic devices, rhyme, repetition, metaphor, idiom, and onomatopoeia. Ideas, illustrate the metaphors. This could be a really funny one, and kids really do love it. I did do this one time, and they were really getting into it. You could also have kids write a verse showing a heart being something different than a stereo to get them to write their metaphors. Okay, song choice number seven is Mine by Taylor Swift. That's my favorite Taylor Swift song personally, and why I like it. Most kids are familiar with Taylor Swift, so it makes it easier to get into the lyrics. It is a narrative poem telling a story about a young couple and their journey. I personally love the message about being guarded and why you might be guarded and finding trust. Poetic devices, rhyme, sensory images, repetition, metaphor, and idiom. An idea, you can discuss why the narrator of the story might feel so guarded. Kids can also then talk about what might make them feel guarded and why, and that is a really powerful conversation to have and one that I've had with middle schoolers. And if you want to get closer to your kids, have that discussion with them. Okay, song choice number eight, Believer by Imagine Dragons. Why I like it. This one has a bit of a mysterious message and a dark mood. Also, like I said, this one has kind of the cool factor where kids have a lot of respect for Imagine Dragons and they really love this song. And this song is really open to interpretation. The poetic devices are repetition, idiom, metaphor, rhyme, personification, and simile. Some ideas, you can discuss what kids think the songwriter means about pain making someone a believer. Have kids illustrate just one line for this one. You'll be amazed at what they do. For example, a good line to illustrate would be, "All the hate that you heard has turned your spirit to a dove." Okay, number nine, Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Why I like it. Kids really know this one, so it's a great place to start in your poetry unit. And by the way, I just have to chuckle when kids kind of feel like this is their song of their generation. I once had a group of kids ask me how I knew this song, and I had to school them and tell them, I'm a child of the 80s. This is my song, and you are only borrowing it. Okay, the message is clear and inspiring, as we all know, and there's a bit of a narrative. There's a bit of a story in the song as well. The poetic devices are personification, rhyme, sensory images, and idiom. And by the way, as I'm rattling all of this stuff off to you, I do have a blog post on this as well. If you want to see this in writing, I'll be sure to link that in the notes. So if you're listening and you want to see something more visually, I have them all in blog post format. Okay, let's get back to an idea for Don't Stop Believing for your class. This one works really well at the end of the year. The sentimentality factor can lead to a discussion on reflecting feelings at the end of a school year. You can discuss or illustrate the idioms like roll the dice and get my fill. Number 10, I mean, a lot of these are some of my favorites. I personally love this song. This song has been a mantra for me for different times in my life, and it is Brave by Sarah Bareilles. Why I like it? Well, I like everything by Sarah Bareilles, but the message is so pertinent to middle school kids, and the message is very clear. Poetic devices are repetition, idiom, hyperbole, rhyme, and personification. An idea for your class? Have kids illustrate again the idioms in the song with the line, "Let the words fall out." I did this one time and my kids really liked it. Just write the lyrics, "Let the words fall out," for the kids, and tell them you're going to give them 1 minute to write whatever words are falling out of their mind at that moment, and then encourage them to share some of them. Okay, well, some final thoughts before we close up. Using music to start your poetry unit is really the way to go. You can use these songs or your favorites or your students' current favorites. Keep it simple. Don't get too bogged down in every poetic device. And the point here is to use songs for poetry analysis in an enjoyable way. Before I let you go, I just want to encourage you to join my Facebook group for language arts teachers. It's a very positive space. It's pretty new only because I had my account hacked and I had to restart it. So I would be so grateful if you would come on over there and join us and put out your questions. And if you're a seasoned teacher, help some of our newer teachers along in their journey. And I would also be so humbled if you would consider subscribing to my YouTube channel. Again, this is brand new, but my concept is to create free lessons for teachers that they can pop on and project and sit back while I teach your class. And I'm also including First Chapter Fridays, where I'll be reading my favorite middle school novels, and you can sit back and take a breather while I read to your class. I hope this information was helpful. Be sure to check the links that I mentioned in the show notes. My email is available there as well in case you have questions or comments. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.